All right, now it's time to bring in a favorite guy of mine that I've known for a long time. And that is the grand processional you're hearing into Falls Village, Connecticut, from the Morris Dancers. And guess what? The Morris Dancers are coming back to town and to talk about it with us this morning. Once again, here's John Dexter. John, good morning. Nice to have you on the air.
Hi, Marshall. Thanks, man. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, I'm just looking at this video that I shot from several years ago, the Grand Processional. And every time I see it, it still is it gives you a little bit of tingling because you hear the Morris Dancers coming before you see them, and then you see them, and then that's the Grand Processional. But the Morris Dancers are coming to our area, and wow, it's right around the corner.
Well, yes, it's actually a week later than we have been doing it lately, but June 15, the Saturday, that's when we're going to be there.
And once again, there'll be a couple of different tours that cover all of our immediate tri-state area, and then the Grand Processional at 6:30. And one of the interesting things, and I was wondering, the group of Morris Dancers that are fairly close to here that you guys never got going with until last year, are they going to be with you again this year?
You're talking about the Berkshire Morris band from Great Barrington.
Yeah.
Actually, they've been coming to this event for many, many years. It was true that when I first started organizing this in 1982, while my quartet, the Manhattan Quartet, was living and working at Music Mountain in Falls Village, at that time, I didn't know those guys existed. So we had this big tour in their backyard without inviting them, and it felt terrible. When I finally found out that they were around, you know, after profusely apologizing, they, of course, have been invited every single year since, and that's a long time. But, regrettably, I got an email from the guy who I usually talk to on that team, and he says, due to the fact that they don't really have enough guys at this moment to continue dancing, that they won't be able to come. So for the first time in many years, our local Morris team in the northwest corner will not be represented. I'm still hopeful I can talk to two or three of them just to come down and hang out, you know, because it just seems funny to not have them there.
Yeah, but you've got a ton of other clubs that join you as well.
Well, yeah, we're going to have five different clubs this year. We've had as many as 13 when it was crazy. And we usually have 6 to 8. We're only going to have 5 this year, but there's still 5 sterling Morris clubs who are eager to dance for all the folks. I don't know if I told you in my email which clubs. You want me to go over that?
Yeah, actually, I don't see the clubs that are going to be in the email.
Okay. We're going to have the Poking Brook Morris Men from Albany. They've been attending since the beginning. We're going to have the Newtown Morris Men from Boston. Same thing with those guys. The Binghamton Morris Men from Binghamton, New York. And the Juggler Meadow Morris Men from the Northampton, Western Mass area. And, of course, the Bowery Boys Morris Dancers, my team, from New York City.
And Bowery is not spelled B-O-W-R-I-E.
No, B-O-U-W-E-R-I-E. I don't know why we did that, because we're fancy, I guess.
Why not? It's a little touch of being a little bit different. Well, once again...
Well, it's funny because, you know, when we started out in 1979, this team, our turf, I guess you could say, was the Lower East Side of New York. And, of course, the Bowery, the street, runs right up there. And that was the old Dutch spelling, B-O-U-W-E-R-I-J, which apparently means farm. But... we put the E instead of the J because the J would have made us far too fancy for most people.
That's right. So now when we talk about Morris dancing, which is a lot of fun to see, but it really is. You have to be in pretty good shape if you're going to do a show like this.
Well, you do. Certain certain dances are less athletic than others. Many dances are not particularly strenuous. I mean, if you can, you know, run a half a mile or walk a couple of miles a day, you can certainly Morris dance. The stuff that my team does from the village of Sherborne in Gloucestershire, England, the way our style, the way it developed is very athletic. You have to really be able to jump up. And so the Sherborne is a young man's tradition, I think. But there are many, many dances that don't require you to be some kind of a super athlete.
We're talking with John Dexter, of course. The Morris Dancers coming back to our area on Saturday, June 15th. And I'll go over the tours that they are going to do. Tour A at 10:15, they'll be at the Gear Retirement Community in Canaan. At 11:20, the South Egremont Library in Massachusetts. 2:15, the North Egremont General Store in Massachusetts. And then 3:15 in Ashley Falls near the post office. And Tour B at 10:15 at Paley's Farm Marketplace in Sharon. 11:15, the Scoville Library in Salisbury. And then at 1:45 on the Green here in Sharon. And then at 3:20, they go to the Gear Rehabilitation Center in North Canaan. And then the Grand Processional and show in Falls Village at 6:30, where you just come marching into town and then do like a 30-minute show.
Yeah, it's closer to like 45 minutes to an hour. We have all the teams dance, and we go around twice. So that'll be, if all five of these clubs actually show up, that'll be a total of 10 dances, and then one dance to end, one big thing we do all together at the end. So it's a really fun show. You know, the local folks, if they see the poster in the window, they might remember, oh yeah, those guys.
Right.
And they show up down there in front of the senior center, which we call the town hall because it was. You know, at 6:30 more or less. And you're right. If a person is waiting there for the event to happen, you can hear from afar the bass drum and the cymbals and the music going on, and then finally you see the men as they come over the hill with the hankies, and it's all very soul-stirring to me anyway.
No, it is, and that's why I look at that the video that I shot every year, and it's a grand processional the way you enter into Falls Village that way. So once again, it's unbelievable. It's right around the corner, actually. Saturday, June 15th, two different tours. Now, you can go, once we're all done here, you can go to robinhoodradio.com, click on demand, click on interviews, go to this interview. This interview will have all the tour, where they'll be, what time they'll be, and even a little video clip for you novices, so you'll be able to see exactly what it is. But everything will be right there, very easy for people to find. We'll also post it on our Facebook page as well, John. And now you're still playing music too, right?
Yep. I'm still playing with the Manhattan String Quartet. I'm a professional violist, although I play the fiddle, the violin for the Morris team. In a what I have to describe as a non-professional manner, you know, if you're playing a fiddle outdoors for Morris dancing, you just have to
let it go.
Bang the crap out of it. You got to play as loud as you can because, you know, it's not the most ideal instrument for music carrying a long distance. So somebody hearing me smash through Morris tunes might not believe that I actually make my living playing Mozart, Beethoven, Haydn, Schubert, Weber, and Ravel.
Hey, variety is the spice of life.
Well, that's right.
Oh, gosh. Well, we'll see you when you're in town on June 15th, okay, John?
Okay, Marshall. Thank you very much for this. I really appreciate it.
All right, take care, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
John Dexter, once again, the Morris Dancers. Coming once again to Falls Village, Connecticut, it is really a fun tradition, really. So the Morris Dancers once again will be coming to our area. on Saturday, June 15th. Tour A, 10:15, Gear Village, 11:20, the South Egremont Library, 2:15, the North Egremont General Store, 3:15, Ashley Falls near the Post Office. Tour B, 10:15 at Paley's Marketplace in Sharon, 11:15 the Scoville Library in Salisbury, 1:45 on the Green here in Sharon, and then at 3:20, Gear Rehabilitation Center, and then at 6:30, what you're hearing, the Grand Processional into Falls Village and show with all participating clubs in front of the Town Hall, the Morris Dancers, June 15th, 7:15, with different tours for the Morris Dancers return to our area.